KVGC News Time, now 9 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at what's going on in the way of local news for today. Well, the CHP in Calaveras County is investigating a fatal solo vehicle accident on North Railroad Flat Road east of Highway 26. According to the CHP, the deceased is a 67-year-old Simi Valley man. His name is not being released pending notification of family. The CHP is reporting that just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the man was driving a Ford F-250 truck southbound on Railroad Flat Road at an unknown rate of speed when he allowed it to drift off the roadway and up an embankment. The pickup then overturned and landed on its roof in the southbound lane. The man was pinned inside the truck and firefighters had to free him. Unfortunately, he sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation to determine whether drugs or alcohol played a role. Railroad Flat Road was shut down between Independence and Blue Mountain Road for several hours, with traffic being detoured onto Highway 26.
Well, a double fatal. I just saw Jackson City Council member-elect Chad Simmons going down Main Street of Simmons Landscape Company. Big congratulations to Chad. Hey, a double fatal two-car collision under investigation in Amador County, according to Highway Patrol. Wednesday evening around 11:15, a vehicle driven by Thomas Knight, traveling eastbound on 88 west of Sunset Drive at an undetermined speed. At the same time, Natasha Terry, traveling westbound on 88, approaching the other vehicle also at an undetermined speed. For unknown reasons, Knight allowed his vehicle to cross the double yellow directly into the path of Terry's vehicle. The two struck head-on. Both drivers were killed in the collision.
And the first winter storm of the season will bring periods of snow to the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada. Now, this will continue into the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the northern and central Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet. This morning through Friday evening, or pardon me, through Sunday evening. This morning through Sunday evening. A winter storm watch means there is potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact travel. The snow levels will begin above the pass levels before falling down to 5,000 to 4,000 feet early tonight, with heavy snow accumulations to move through on Saturday night into Sunday. Total snow accumulations from this storm above 5,000 feet could range anywhere from 6 to 21 inches.
Well, due to this weekend's approaching storm, Caltrans scheduled to temporarily close Ebbets Pass Highway 4, Monitor Pass Highway 89, and Sonora Pass 108 at 10 o'clock this morning. Three passes scheduled to remain closed into Monday morning when the weather situation will be reassessed. This weekend storm expected to drop temperatures as well snow to the higher altitudes of the Sierra Nevada, rain in the foothills and the valley floor. Caltrans typically closes Ebbets Pass, Monitor Pass, and Sonora Pass prior to severe winter weather season. They usually remain closed till the roads are cleared of snow and inspected prior to spring. And always prepare for your trip by packing an emergency bag with food, beverages, cell phone charger, heavy jackets, and other items in case you become stranded.
And with the first real cold front of the season forecast over the next few days, temperatures are expected to drop by 15 to 20 degrees, so Pacific Gas and Electric Company is urging customers to be cautious when heating their homes. Electric heating devices such as space heaters are a fire hazard when not properly used or monitored. Fuel-burning appliances such as gas furnaces, stoves, and water heaters can increase the risk of carbon monoxide when they're not working properly. Also, if you didn't at the time change, now's a good time to change the batteries in your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. PG&E urges customers to focus on safely heating your homes as temperatures drop and if you suspect there's a problem with the natural gas appliance inside your home. Call PG&E 1-800-743-5000. A gas representative will be dispatched to do a thorough inspection at no cost to you.
And from our friends at Cal Fire, despite the weather forecast for this weekend, burning suspended in all areas of Amador, El Dorado, and Tuolumne Calaveras coverage area, as well as local fire jurisdictions. Burning will not be allowed until the suspension is lifted regardless of rainfall.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.